The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of The Punt. Actually, no football matches to look forward to, but what we're going to do is we're going to discuss the Premier League outrights and some Champions League betting as well. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined by Mr. Lee Phelps. Hi, Lee.
I'm excellent, thank you. Gearing up for the international weekend.
Yes.
It's a bit of a damp squib, though, isn't it? Getting all, you know, you get into the Premier League, and they always do this to us. Throw us some international football. We'll be speaking to our international colleagues for that podcast. You know, we'll get our Northern Irish, Scottish, and Welsh pundits on. So it should be good. But a bit of a Premier League reflection, and we haven't spoken about Champions League, have we? The Champions League groups.
No, the draw was made the other day. Mm. It's all very complex and over the top, isn't it, the Champions League draw?
It usually is, yeah. They like to spin it out a little bit, don't they? Yeah. I think the longer they stay there, the more they can get on expenses, I reckon. That must be it. Imagine the food at the Champions League draw and the Ents. Must be a great party afterwards.
Yeah.
That's the dream, Mark.
That is the dream.
Get there as a guest, not working.
How do we manage that?
Do we have to become
a Champions League team manager?
I think we've passed. I think that's just gone. That's gone. Don't even worry about it. It's never going to happen.
As if I had a dream and it's just been crushed.
Mate, aim for the Europa League draw.
No, that takes 4.5 weeks. It's the longest draw in the world.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Let's get stuck into it anyway. We'll start with a look back at this weekend in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just spin through the betting to start with. Man City 1-2, Arsenal 5-1, Chelsea 5-1 as well, Man United 12s, Liverpool are 33s, Tottenham 200-1, and it's 350-1 or bigger prices for the others. Man City, well, they're getting the parade ready. They're already home and hosed, aren't they?
They're playing really well, aren't they? You know, there's nothing much to worry about. The first half of their match at the weekend was a little bit pedestrian. It reminded me quite a lot of what they were like last year. I backed them. My nap on the punt before the weekend was -2 at 13-10, which I honestly thought was a terrific bet. 0-0 at half time in a really kind of lethargic first half. Came out in the second half and got a goal straight away. Couldn't quite get the three in the second half. But, you know, I backed that because I thought they would go at Watford from minute one.
Yeah.
And that was just the first signs for me of that. You know, that malaise that they sometimes get into where they just don't do what they should do and it's a little bit like pedestrian.
Yeah.
Now you got stuck into them, obviously, at half time and got them out there. So you can't really complain. 4 games played. 4 games won, scored 10, and haven't conceded a goal. Nothing to complain about. What I've done is I've looked at the top four and looked at what they did last season against similar opposition and what they've done this year. Obviously, they've improved by 4 points. So it's not a massive improvement. Last year, they only drew with Chelsea, of course, at home, and only drew away at Everton, whereas they picked up 3 points against both of those. Obviously, they didn't play Watford last year, but you know they beat QPR and Leicester at home. Did draw with Burnley, actually, at home, but I think Watford are probably more like a Leicester than they are like one of the other teams.
Is this just... So I was going to say, with the promoted teams like Watford, how do you decide who you put in for
them?
Well,
you'd expect them to beat a promoted team, wouldn't you, at home?
Yeah.
I know they didn't against Burnley.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I think that's fair.
So did you work it out on...
Whichever way you want.
A win from last season? Or did you work it out on a draw from last season?
I worked it out on a win. I think you'd always expect Man City in any given season to beat the promoted team at home. I think the Burnley result was a shock result.
Okay.
You'd have to give them the 3 points. You'd have to say that it would beat a promoted team. So effectively, the 4 points were better off than they were last year already, which is some going.
It is.
You know, that they were you know, to bridge that. I didn't think they could bridge that gap between them and Chelsea. I didn't think they would improve that much, but already they've already improved 4 points.
All right, that's interesting. And I suppose it'll be interesting looking at those figures that you've got there as well with regards to Chelsea, because they
didn't
must
do them. I've done my top four. I'm joking.
They must be much worse off than they were this. In fact, this time last year they'd won their first 4 games, if you just go in terms of 4 games,
yeah.
I think. But, you know, against the opposition that they've played so
far.
Yeah,
3 points worse off than they were against these teams last year. Palace at home, they won that one, of course. Interestingly enough, you know, away at West Brom, they won that one this year and lost it last year. Already won the title by that point, of course. So that's a little bit of an anomaly in the figures. Got a point against Man City last year, didn't get any this time. Only got a point against Swansea, of course, as well, and won that one last year. So, yeah, so if you think Man City are 4 points better off and Chelsea are 3 points worse off, that's a 7-point gap already in terms of what they did against the corresponding teams last year.
I suppose the big hiccup there for Chelsea is the Crystal Palace result.
Yeah.
Because they would have bettered their result against West Brom.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they'd have lost a point on the result against City, but
yeah.
You know,
I mean, that's you would say that anyway, wouldn't you? Because that is a major shock to lose at home to Crystal Palace.
I like Palace this year, though.
Yeah, I do as well. But still, you'd still say that Chelsea would get past Palace, wouldn't you? I mean, I thought Palace would cause them problems, but I thought Chelsea would get the job done. In fact, I went Chelsea to win and both teams to score. When Palace opened the scoring, I was like, brilliant. That's it. Only a matter of time now. And then I was like, oh, no. this is going to be tricky. So, yeah, I mean, just for the other two teams I've looked at, I'm thinking, you know, these four teams will be in the top four, and that's City, Chelsea, Man United, Arsenal in whatever order. Man United are exactly level with the corresponding fixtures from last year. They picked up 3 points against Tottenham in both seasons. This season, of course, they beat Villa away, but only got a point last season. They got all 3 points at home to Newcastle, only got a point this time, and didn't get anything against Swansea last year or this year. Swansea did a double against them, so 7 points from those fixtures last year and the same here. Arsenal are interesting. Last year, the fixtures, West Ham at home, Crystal Palace away, Liverpool at home and Newcastle away, maximum points from those four fixtures, only 7 points, of course, so far this season. So 5 points worse off, Arsenal.
That's interesting. The Man United thing as well, it's kind of disguised in there because they have the same points tally as last year. So you think, okay, they've not done too bad there, but last year wasn't good enough. They needed to be better than that.
Yeah. And I've been saying, I thought Man United would my pick in the Premier League was Chelsea to win it and Man United to finish second. I thought they would improve, and I think they have to improve their home form. That's where I thought they would accumulate more points than they did last season. And drawing at home to Newcastle just isn't good enough.
No. Do you think the betting's about right then? Do you think City should be 1-2?
Yeah, I think that's a fair reflection on the Premier League as it stands. What I can't have is Arsenal and Chelsea being 5-1. You know, I just can't have that. You know, we're now talking about Chelsea. You know, if you were that way inclined, 5-1. When do you start to think that they're a good each way bet?
Now,
finishing the top two. Exactly. I mean, 5-1's massive. Third of the odds of placing the top two.
Yeah,
they'll finish above Arsenal and Man United, I think.
Yeah.
I still don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility that they win the thing. Obviously, we're only four games in. How many times do we see a team race off and then, by February, you know, you're thinking, God, remember that great start they had at the beginning of the season? I'm not saying City will fall away because they've just signed Kevin De Bruyne. They've got fantastic, you know, players in the team, you know, and if they're all fit and if Company's really playing well, I think they are a fantastic outfit. But yeah, Chelsea and Arsenal shouldn't be the same price for me.
It's all going too swimmingly for City as well at the moment.
It doesn't ever continue like that, does it?
No, exactly. You've got to see what they're like when they have a bit of a sticky patch. And just that malaise that you, as you put it earlier on, that they have sometimes in games where they're a little bit pedestrian and it's a weird one because when Man City are really fired up and they're determined and they have something to fight for, they're a very good side. It's when they don't have anything to prove and they get lazy a little bit. And
yeah, they do.
It's that mentality that just worries me a little bit with them.
Yeah, me too. And I think Pellegrini... My worry about City this season was that Pellegrini couldn't get them turned round. You know, he couldn't seem to have an effect on them.
Yeah.
Now, he did at half-time, obviously, at the weekend. So let's see as they go through the season, you know, if he can continue doing that. We'll see. The Man United 12-1, you know... Big-ish price, but there's nothing about unless they sign, you know, a standout centre forward between now and the close of the transfer window. I don't see that they're going to score enough goals personally to challenge for the title.
Well, reports as we record this are that they've agreed a fee for Anthony Martial from Monaco.
He's a young lad. I mean, even people who watch Ligue 1 week in, week out say, yeah, great player potentially, but he's not the finished article by any stretch of the imagination. And a lot of people who know him better than I do, for certain, saying that it's a gamble still. It's not guaranteeing you 25 goals a season, which I think they need to win the title.
Well, Sky Sports use Football Manager stats now, don't they, for the transfer window. I'm going to use FIFA stats. He becomes a good player on FIFA.
I imagine he will be in the end. It's just you wouldn't be putting your hopes on him, would you? I suppose at the minute.
I just like the idea of Louis van Gaal. Oh, I'm playing FIFA. I'll buy him. He turns out all right.
I think I've told this story a couple of times before, but I used to work with a lad who loved Football Manager, and even did the stats for it. And it got into his head so much that he once started quoting something about Football Manager to a manager in a press conference.
Right.
He asked him about a player. He was like, "Yeah, he did this, did that." And then when he was driving away, he was like, "That's not real life." I'm just quoting all this stuff to me. That's in Football Manager.
Wow.
Yeah, great. Yeah. I won't name the guy or the manager.
No. How did the manager react?
I don't think he just took it as read. He didn't know. He probably just went out and bought the player on his say so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. Just one more thing about Chelsea as well. This is obviously going wrong for them at the moment. They've had the The issue with is it Eva Canero, the doctor? That was bad enough. Mourinho's coming out and he's blaming players. He said that we can't get by with not all of the players playing well. He's kind of pointing the finger a little bit, and that can't be the thing about Mourinho winning titles in the past is he has that great team camaraderie. It's them against us, and they're all together. Is the starts of a little bit of a problem there?
Yeah, people keep saying that, don't they? That, you know, when he went last time, there were these kind of problems that accumulated, and eventually, you know, if you remember back to last time, it was like they got into the Champions League, then they had a bad result. I think it was against Rosenborg when Mourinho went last time. Like, I think he must know what he's doing. I think the players would be annoyed with themselves that if they were causing Jose Mourinho to criticise him in public. I think they would be more annoyed with themselves than annoyed with him. He's so highly thought of. I think it would be like, imagine if you really respect your football manager and he goes and gives you a bit of a pacing in the press, you'd be like, oh, you'd be embarrassed, wouldn't you? You'd be embarrassed going into training. So, I think he's probably got a lid on this at the minute, but if they need to turn the form around, pretty sharpish, don't they? Really do. I mean, international break now. They're going to the international break on a bit of a downer. They need to start the season afresh when they get back from the international break and get on with winning games.
Shall we leave that there?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the Champions League then. What we're going to do is we're going to look at the outright market itself. We're also going to look at the furthest progressing English club. And Chelsea head that market, so we might as well stay on the Chelsea subject. 15-8, they are drawn with Dynamo Kyiv, Maccabi Tel Aviv, and Porto. So it's a group. They should at least get through the group stage.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be amazed, wouldn't you? You know, that if they don't get through that, I see no problems at all. You know, Porto, obviously, there's a bit of a history there for Jose, obviously, but they'll get through that easy enough. I'd be amazed if they didn't. But yeah, it seems as good a group as you could wish for, in my opinion.
Okay. So if they're definitely going to get through the group, how far do you think they can go after that? I mean, obviously, the draw comes into it, doesn't it? So you can't really make a...
Mourinho, no, I mean, obviously Mourinho's... you can never discount Chelsea, can you? Even right now when they're not playing particularly well, he's just got a fantastic record in Europe. I think if you're looking to have a bet on like the English club that finishes or goes furthest, it has to be Chelsea every time. I don't think Arsenal are strong enough. I mean, Arsenal have got Bayern Munich, Dynamo Zagreb and Olympiacos in their group. But, you know, Olympiacos, tricky place to go and all that sort of stuff. They're the outsiders in this in this market at 4-1. You know, the Bayern Munich, I mean, Bayern Munich, you would imagine, would win that group. And then will Arsenal be left scrapping with a couple of difficult away games? I think they'll make it through the group stages. But they're always found out at some point. You know, they're always found out by the fact that they haven't got that solidity in midfield. They can't just shut a game down. You know, they've got too many kind of attacking midfield players. So, not for me. Man City?
They've got a group of death again.
I mean,
Same as every year.
Sevilla... always a very difficult team to play, aren't they, in Europe? Juve and Borussia Mönchengladbach. Now, all right, you know, you'd imagine that Man City would fancy beating Borussia Mönchengladbach home and away, although they're not a bad team, by the way.
They could be one of those difficult ties that scuppers you.
They just can't buy an easy group, can they? It's unbelievable for them. So, again, another struggle. Wouldn't be at all surprised if they struggled to get out of that again. That's the thing, we talk about City and their title credentials. What's going to happen when they get into the Champions League? Because this has to happen now.
They have to
start doing well in the Champions League. They've had too many seasons where they've looked like they could do it. It's another season in, and they've not done it. So they really have to. They have to up it. I'm not sure they'll get out of that group though. You know, unless we see a different kind of, because he can't just set them up to attack in the Champions League. They have to defend. They have to do what they did when they went to Roma.
Yep.
And defend properly. And you know, scrap and get scruffy, you know, away points and all that sort of stuff. So I'm not even sure they'll get out of the group this time. I've given them the benefit of the doubt every season in the Champions League, and they've never really repaid that faith. So I'm going to probably get rid of them this time. I can't really stick with them anymore. Man United, Wolfsburg, PSV, and CSK Moscow. I mean,
they should probably.
You know, Wolfsburg. You know, on their night, they're a team who can perform well. Always a tricky place to go. You know, going to CSK Moscow, etc., etc. But they should come through that. I mean, City must be thinking like, why can't we get that group?
Yeah,
that'd have been fairer. but yeah, I think Look, City are the ones who are at risk of not getting through to the group stages. Don't think Man United have got enough strength in depth to go far in the Champions League personally, or enough goal power to go far enough. I mean, those defenders will come up against world-class forwards, and they'll surely struggle against them. So, you know, I think personally, you know, I think Chelsea, Arsenal and Man United will get through the groups. But I don't see Man United or Arsenal being strong enough to progress. If Man City get through that group and if it's giving them enough confidence, then yeah, they could go deep into the competition. But there seems to be a fragility about them and their confidence in this competition. So Chelsea is the only bet really for me in terms of who goes furthest. But I don't see any England team winning it.
I think this is the year that City might do okay. To be fair,
I said that last year. I can't keep saying it.
Juventus are the ones that you'd probably forgive them finishing second to.
Yeah,
they should be better than Mönchengladbach and Sevilla. They should progress.
Should be, yeah.
And if you look at the teams around them in the Premier League, the one thing that Chelsea, United and Arsenal, even Liverpool, have that they don't is a European pedigree. And for them to take their club to the next level, they need to start doing well in the Champions League.
Yeah, definitely. Look, hope they get out of the group. Don't see them getting that much, you know, maybe it's at quarterfinals, but I don't think they'll outlast Chelsea in the competition just because of Mourinho's know-how, the many different styles of play that Chelsea have and can, you know, we've seen them go and play very well against big teams and shut them down so they don't win. We know he can go away and do that, and then we know they've also got the quality to be able to win tight games with a bit of magic as well. I don't think City have got that many different types of game they can play. I don't think he's as tactically aware as Mourinho is, obviously, you know, given Mourinho's record in this competition. So 15-8, Chelsea to be the furthest progressing English club, I guess, is my only bet there. As for the outrights, I mean, it's a nightmare predicting it from here when you don't know who teams are going to get in the, you know, semi-finals and quarter-finals. But watching back, how much do those other clubs have to improve to get past Barcelona with that front three?
A lot.
Well, no team's ever retained the Champions
League.
That's
the thing, isn't it?
And it always kind of just sticks in my head like, someone's going to do it, though.
If there's any team that's capable of doing it, it's Barcelona.
I mean, they were sensational last year, weren't they? You see, before you ever bet in this market, just go back and watch them and think, when do they drop off?
Yeah.
Why does Rakitic get any worse, for instance? And he was superb last year and underrated. You know, they've got fantastic players throughout that team and that front three.
Unless Neymar goes to Man United, if you believe the rumour mill.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yes, if he goes to Man United in the next day after we record this, then Man United will shorten a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but he won't go. So
I'd be amazed if he did. Barcelona 11-4. It's nothing. I don't see Bayern Munich having that much improvement in them. Real Madrid, I think they're worse with Benitez than they were last year.
There's a little bit of a issue at Bayern Munich as well, isn't there? If you believe the German press, Xabi Alonso and Pep Guardiola had a big bust.
Well, there always has been. It's never quite been an easy relationship when you kind of read the German press. It kind of settled down a little bit last year, but yeah, I mean, I just think they stand head and shoulders above everyone else, Barcelona. And the only thing against them is that stat that no one's ever won it back to back. But you know, what a team to do it if they did do it.
Could Juventus be a big price at 25-1? They got to the final last year. Just in terms of a prize play. Very solid defensively.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think that's what unless you're absolutely superb, you're going to have to be solid defensively. Maybe to get to the final, I think they'll always get outgunned, unfortunately, for them. And, you know, again, that's tricky to follow up, isn't it? Like Borussia Dortmund, you know, doing what they did when they got to the final, and then they found it very difficult to do that again. So, I can't pick anyone from, you know, an outsider there necessarily who's going to really, really do well. You know, there's always going to be one that comes from the pack, but I think those prices will hold pretty firm, even when you've seen a couple of great group games. So I wouldn't be rushing to look at your outsiders right now. I think I'd give it a little bit of the season to see how players are betting in from new transfers. Boring as it is, Barcelona, the team to beat again.
Paris Saint-Germain are 16-1 in the betting there as well. Is this the year that they've spent a lot of money, obviously, in recent years? They've grown. They did fairly well in the Champions League last few years. They've got Real Madrid. You'd expect those two to go through. They're going to get through the group stage, aren't they?
Yeah.
So then at 16s.
Yeah. But like Man City, aren't they, though? They never quite do it. They never quite... I don't know. It's like you're... I think this competition's a very hard one to buy your way into. Because I think, you know, it takes a little bit more than that. And they always seem to be found wanting in the end. Chances are they'll finish second to Real Madrid in the group. If they can win the group, then that's massive for them. You know, but that's the tricky bit. You know, that's why I think, you know, Arsenal and Man City let themselves down, because they always leave themselves a mountain to climb in the next stage because they're playing one of the better teams. If they can win that group and really be solid and get through it, then that would be a massive thing to beat Real Madrid into second place. And then you'd think get a slightly easier draw. But yeah, I kind of put PSG in a similar bracket to City. Probably, you know, quarterfinalists, semi-finalists, as much as they can hope for. It'd be great to see them go all the way to the final, but yeah, I think there are bigger and better teams around and more solid teams around.
We haven't really mentioned Real Madrid.
No, only as much as I'm not... I don't know. I think I don't think they're as strong as they were. I don't think the management situation was better last year than it is this year. I don't know why they've changed it. Personally, we still hear these problems that, you know, with Cristiano Ronaldo and all the rest of it. Look, if Ronaldo could start being a little less selfish and play with James Rodriguez and Gareth Bale and you know and the other fantastic players they've got and make that kind of that three as good as the Suarez, Neymar, Messi three. In terms of team spirit, you know, we saw last year, Messi, great chance for a hat-trick, he'll lay it off to Suarez, vice versa. Neymar, you know, just unselfish play, just look like they're having a laugh.
Whatever's better for the team rather than the
But
players.
That's not what that's not Ronaldo, is it? We saw him last year getting a cob on because, you know, someone takes a goal off him or whatever else. So that's massive for me. But they've got the potential, obviously, to win this tournament. They just need to get on a roll. I wonder what those players think of Benitez. I don't think he's in the top echelon of European managers, despite his European record, which is phenomenal, really.
I'm going to say he's got a pretty good record, hasn't
Brilliant.
He?
Brilliant, yeah.
Liverpool.
I might be wrong, but look, they're justifiably third favourites, I think. I don't think they're still better than a lot of the English teams, but they have got... The only team who could beat them, I think, from England, I think, are Chelsea, because they could shut them down, maybe. And get after Ronaldo, but look, I think the betting's right. You know, there's nothing wrong with that market. 11-4 Barca, 4-1 Bayern, Real Madrid 11-2, Chelsea 8s, then Man City 12s, Man United 14s. Probably have PSG in front of Man United though, at 16-1.
Yeah, yeah,
I would, and maybe in front of City actually as well.
I'd maybe put Atletico in front of Man United.
Maybe, yeah,
City. Just good side, good manager, previous experience, recent experience.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, maybe so. And then Juve as well. I'd probably have them in front of City and United as well.
Well, given what they did last year, it's almost disrespectful to have them at 25-1, isn't it?
Yeah.
But repeating it is often far more difficult, I guess.
Yeah, and they were unconsidered last year as well, weren't they? Really?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Fair enough. Is that it? Should we leave that there?
Indeed.
Do you
yeah.
Wanna, what? When is the punt back for the European?
We'll do previews of the European qualifiers on Wednesday, so it'll be out Wednesday afternoon.
Okay, got that to look forward to. Thank you very much, Lee. Good luck, and
or maybe Thursday.
Do you want to do that again?
No. We'll just leave it out there.
Oh well, stand by your beds, people. It's either Wednesday or Thursday. Good stuff, Lee. Thanks, and enjoy a week of no football.
Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.